On board the Norwegian frigate Helge Ingstad, currently waiting in international waters for the order to enter Syria. Nearby lies the Tycho, one of the world's largest container ships, which will transport the chemical weapons to a specially adapted US ship where they will be destroyed. Per Rostad is commander of the Helge Ingstad.
As for military threats, I perceive the threat level to be very manageable, but there might be other issues, problems with the containers, problems getting alongside, the machinery breakdown, that kind of stuff.
First, the weapons must be transported to the port of Latakia. Last month, Syrian government forces recaptured two key rebel-held towns on the route from Damascus to Latakia. But continuing security problems and poor weather meant a December 31st deadline was missed. Mark Fitzpatrick is director of the disarmament program at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
If one looks at all the progress that has been made, and a couple of months ago, who would have thought that Syria would have declared all of its chemical weapons, that all of its production capabilities would have been destroyed, that this many countries would be cooperating together, Russia and the United States and China and other countries hand in hand.
Alongside Norway and Denmark, China is also deploying a warship. This footage from Chinese state broadcaster CCTV purports to show the Yanchun, which it says will join the convoy escorting the weapons. VOA cannot confirm its accuracy. Li Baodong is Chinese vice foreign minister.
The reason for China to do this is to push forward the political resolution of the Syrian issue. This fully attests to China's responsibility for maintaining world peace and security as one of the UN Security Council permanent members.
The willingness of the international community to cooperate is unprecedented, says Mark Fitzpatrick.
Very few of them wanted to get involved in a conflict, the intervention. In fact, nobody wanted to get involved in the intervention, but when it comes to a peace effort, destroying the chemical weapons, everybody's on board.
A chemical attack on an area called Ghouta last August prompted international outrage. The Syrian government denies it was responsible, but under international pressure agreed to give up its chemical stockpile. The Syrian National Council, a coalition of opposition groups, welcomed destroying the weapons.
The liquidation of these weapons would be a big success for the international community at large and not just a victory of the Syrian nation. Of course, we are speaking against these weapons, but for us, the real-life conditions which Syrians face and care about are more important.
Those conditions are getting more desperate. Footage posted on the internet Tuesday purports to show the shelling of residential districts in Homs and Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 130,000 people have now been killed in the conflict. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.